And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. A wrongful death lawsuit has been filed in connection with a fatal bicycle crash that claimed the life of a Harbor Beach woman last fall. Court records showed the family of 60-year-old Catherine Johnston filed the civil complaint in Sanilac County on June 26th, alleging negligence against Dwayne Lamont and owner liability against his wife, Dawn Lamont, under Michigan law. The lawsuit stems from a September 16, 2025 crash in Harbor Beach in which Johnston was struck while riding her bicycle. According to the filing, investigators with the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office concluded the pickup truck's driver failed to yield. The complaint also states deputies observed signs of possible impairment at the scene and alleges later blood test results support those observations. Johnston's family is seeking damages through a jury trial. The allegations contained in the lawsuit have been filed in civil court and have not been decided by a judge or jury. And Deborah Dorothea Bonar appeared before Judge Ferris today to face a misdemeanor charge of second-degree retail fraud, stemming from an incident on February 22, 2024. If convicted, the charge carries a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail or a fine of up to $2,000 or three times the value of the stolen property. Counsel entered a plea of not guilty on Bonar's behalf. The court ordered the prosecution to provide all discovery and a plea offer, but by July 21st, 2026. Attorney Dallas Rooney has been appointed to represent her moving forward. Judge Ferris continued bond at $3,500, which has already been posted. As a condition of that bond, Bonar is prohibited from entering any Walmart location. The case is set for an in-person plea cutoff hearing on August 13th, 2026 at 10:30 a.m. And a Huron County man appeared in district court today to face charges stemming from a June 28th incident. Caden Nathaniel Walsh was arraigned before Judge Ferris on a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated and a civil infraction for speeding. A third charge regarding a PBT refusal was reduced to a warning. Through his attorney, Dallas Rooney, Walsh entered a plea of not guilty. The court set a plea cutoff hearing for August 13th, requiring Walsh to retain counsel before that date. Walsh remains free on a previously posted $3,500 bond. As a condition of his release, the court has ordered him to abstain from alcohol and controlled substances. He is prohibited from entering establishments that serve alcohol and must participate in random testing through pretrial services. And we'll be right back after this brief message.
Close your eyes. Hear that? That's the sound of a Chevy Corvette waiting in your driveway. Stop dreaming and start driving. Thumb Broadcasting is giving away a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Whether you need a reliable ride for the kids or a sleek new look for the weekend, this is your chance. No catches, just the keys to a fresh start. Bright red, gray leather interior, 5.7 liter engine, 245 horsepower, 345 foot-pounds of torque, custom alloy wheels, and premium Delco Bose sound system. Entering is easy. Just head over to your local shops or listen to win on 102.1 or 94.1 FM. 300 lucky winners are taking home a key and a chance to win this car. That's right, 1990 Chevy Corvette. Could be yours. Don't wait. Entries close when all 300 keys are gone. So listen to 102.1 and 94.1 as well as AM 1340 for your chance to get your name in the hat or shop local and put your name in the bucket. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older. Family members and employees of Thumb Broadcasting are ineligible to enter or win.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.